I think that we're living in the most important time of all humanity. So that is the chance, privilege, but at the same day, that is the risk, because precisely now the destiny of mankind is somehow put under question. With artificial intelligence, post-humanism, and the latest developments of liberal ideology that became a kind of global paradigm, the very nature of human being is put under question. So millennials could be the last human generation represent the kind of the last man, last woman. For example, I suggest to search postmodernity, postmodernism, because there is a critic of modernity that is very important, traditionalism, that was ignored in traditional conservative traditionalism of Evo Laginon, with deep criticism of the very principle of modern Western civilization in any senses. I suggest as well the study of anthropology, of sociology. So many fields that traditionally was regarded as left, for example. It should take the traditional principles of Western civilization, the foundations of it, and put it in completely new context. And that is the great challenge. And I think that the real evil. It is not precisely liberalism, it is the purest form of evil, but the evil is deeper. The evil is modernity. With the coming of modern time, with enlightenment time, with modernity itself, the science and the culture and education and civilization, to the West came a kind of shadow, kind of evil principle, something terrible. That was the losing of the spiritual heritage of the real West. So with the beginning of the modernity, the West has lost itself, and all the rest were the consequences of this loss. And that was something most important. Hierarchy, spirituality, patriarchate, heavenly dimension of the life. And what was during Roman time, Greek time, Middle Age time, in all these ages, we had different version of the same world vision, same Western spiritual Indo-European tradition with Christianity, before Christianity. And with modernity came something completely different that was anti-tradition, anti-West, anti-Logos, that was kind of antichrist in our eyes. So I see the positive alternative of the West as a return to the Middle Age, return to the Roman Empire, return to the Christian tradition, return maybe to pre-Christian tradition. So every kind of this Indo-European heritage should be restored. Tradition is hierarchy. So on the top of the society should be philosopher, should be wise men, should be spiritual elite. The noblest aristocracy should consist from the warriors who are brave and who could prove that they fighting against their death. So this aristocracy, spiritual elite and warriors elite, they represented all the highest classes of traditional European society. And the peasantry was the third function of this in the European normative society. Everything was destroyed in the modernity. Modernity has installed so-called democracy, so-called equality, so-called material values that were put over the spiritual one. So, and the center of sacred traditional society of Europe was God and eternity. That was replaced by the nature and the human being and time. And all this, for example, and merchants, the traders, were a small peripheral minority. They were tolerated no more. They could not impose their mentality and their law as the case in the capitalism, in the liberalism. So, when we are, for example, trying to preserve traditional identity or religion or our ethnical traditions, liberals don't understand or don't accept this as something legitimate, precisely because liberalism is based on the absence of any form of collective identity. We should not resist revolution. We should lead revolution. We should be in the front of the other. We should not oppose some aspect of postmodernity. We should use some postmodern strategies as a tool, that is riding the tiger, but orientate them to completely different metaphysical goals.